From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The Spanish government is holding an urgent meeting after Catalonian President Carles Puigdemont suspended a threatened declaration of independence following an October 1st referendum in order to hold talks with Madrid. Puigdemont said Tuesday the moment requires an easing of tensions, but also compromise. The Catalan leader did sign a document proclaiming full sovereignty. Puigdemont has been under intense international pressure to avoid an independence declaration, which Madrid has called illegal. Spain's deputy prime minister, Soraya Sáenz de Santamaría, accused Puigdemont of creating tension and uncertainty. She said any talks must take place within the law. Atlantic Council Spanish analyst Carlos Castillo said the Catalan leader appeared to sow confusion among supporters.
What we've seen today was definitely disappointing for the pro-independence movement. There were thousands of people in Barcelona awaiting the declaration of independence, and once he mentioned the suspension, a lot of people just went home and accused the president of treason.
More than 40% of Catalans took part in this month's referendum, with 90% voting for independence. Vote counting is underway following Liberia's presidential election Tuesday to replace incumbent Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who has reached the constitutionally limiting two terms. It is the first peace democratic transfer of power in more than 70 years. Edwina Jerome was a first-time voter.
I'm looking for a leader that is transparent, a leader that will seek the interests of the people in that... A leader that will improve the education system.
No clear winner is expected to emerge from 20 candidates contesting in the first round. A second round is scheduled for November. This is VOA News.